Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello. Am I speaking to James?
Man, no, I'm not James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you can help me. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you today?
Then
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yeah,
You will not vote?
I will vote.
Oh, okay. Will that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And what is your age?
32.
You said 32?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Black, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, they're satisfied.
You are satisfied, dissatisfied. I'm so sorry, I didn't get that.
Not very satisfied.
Okay, so would that be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Something in the middle.
Okay. I can choose either dissatisfied or very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden from a scale from 0 to 100?
Yeah, I'll say 70.
Thank you. What about Mom's Delivery?
About what?
At Moms for Livery or Liberty.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I can say like 90.
It's a 90, okay. What about public school teachers?
The schools, I mean, it's about the safety. I'm just concerned, you know. But then about the sexual education, what they do in classes, you know, it's just like I will say maybe like 60%.
Okay, I respect that. How about Donald Trump?
They do what?
Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think so. I'll go with him. 100.
100, okay. What about charter schools?
I mean, yeah, either way, he's better. I mean, I'll go like 90.
Okay. What about the National Education Association or NEA?
It's the same thing, like 60, not too high.
Thank you. Okay. And how about public schools?
The same thing, and I mean, they have some work to do with Helga 62.
Okay. All right. What about the U.S. Department of Education?
It's the same thing, yeah. Same.
Would you also say 60?
Mm-hmm.
How about the WOK culture, the W-O-K-E culture? Or wokeism?
I mean, I don't know what to say about this. I mean, I don't have any contact with that. I mean.
Okay, that's fine. We can just move on to the next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the United States? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair, okay. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you say that they do much better job or just somewhat better job?
Yeah.
Would that be a much better job or just somewhat better job?
Much better.
Okay. Thank you. But would you say that for public schools or charter schools?
Public schools.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. How important do you think that is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. So I'll give you some topics, and you let me know how important do you believe that is for public schools to prepare students regarding that topic. First topic I got is embrace American values and be proud American citizen. On a scale of 0 to 10, how important do you believe that is?
It's like a strong 7, 8.
Okay, should I put 7 or 8?
Yeah, we can do 7, I think so, yeah.
Okay, how about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
Yeah, 1 to 10, 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go with 7, 2.
Okay. Truthfully understand all of American history and good and history, the good and the bad.
The good.
Okay. Would you say from a scale to zero to 10, what number would you give to that?
I will go maybe with a good 9.
Thank you. How about help America compete and beat another country in the future tech and global job market?
I mean, yeah, the USA thinks so is the best for me now.
Okay, so how would you score that?
10.
Thank you. Become more organized and have a structure.
Yeah, it's gonna somewhere around 7,
thank
8
you.
Maybe.
8, okay. What about our responsibilities in the democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
I think that's under 5.
5, okay. Very good. Thank you for helping me out with these questions. Moving on, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, about the right amount, and not enough on public school education?
Yes.
Would that be too much, about the right amount, not enough?
Not enough.
Not enough, okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, all right, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you strongly agree and what agrees and what disagree, or strongly disagree to that?
I want to disagree with that.
Okay, would that be somewhat or strongly?
I think so, strongly. I mean, that should be separately from the politics.
Okay, I understand. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing at all, okay? Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, of course. Do you agree or disagree that teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
No, they're not that professional to dictate to my kids.
Okay. Okay. So would you strongly agree or disagree to that?
I disagree with that.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative point of views, even those that aren't popular and may make some uncomfortable? Agree or disagree?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I can. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular, it might make some uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
It's something in the middle, yeah, I mean.
Okay, somewhat, okay, somewhat agree. Okay, what about public school students should not learn about history or racism and slavery in the United States? Because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree to that?
They have to learn that. It's our history.
Okay. So would you...
They have to know that.
Okay. So would you agree or disagree? If you believe that they should learn about it, in that case...
Yeah, they should learn. I agree.
Oh, okay. Okay. Will that be strongly or... Somewhat.
Strongly. It's our history.
Right. I understand you and I respect that. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly opposed to it. So the ideas that I have are five. So let me start with the first one. Do you oppose or support the idea of making it easier for parents to challenge books in a school's libraries they see as a pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues? Do you oppose or support that?
Oppose.
Okay, would that be strongly or somewhat? strongly opposed, okay? Adding an ethnic studies unit to K through 12 public schools curriculum. Do you support or oppose?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, adding an ethnic studies to the K through 12 public schools curriculum.
Yeah, there's any way to skip it. I can understand what you mean in this.
Just adding, let me spell it out, ETHNIC studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum. Ethnic studies. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they don't have to ask the ethnic thing.
Okay. So would you support that or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools?
Support.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Oppose or support?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What do you think about the idea of protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality?
It's hard for me to understand the question.
This is just speaking about the idea of protecting educators or the teachers' right to free speech and fighting back against effort to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Yeah, they have to have the right to fight back.
Okay.
I mean,
so you support that. Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly. So.
Thank you. What about increasing discipline in the schools?
Yeah. They have to increase.
Okay. Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the education to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum? Do you support or do you oppose to that?
So it's gonna be just to explain the case,
about,
history.
Yes, about the Black. Basically about the Black civilization and the Black experience, the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Basically, they're trying to, what do you think about that, if this were included on the school curriculum?
As they do that with whites, they're explaining them how they was and where they was.
Yeah, but this will be for Black studies.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, would you strongly support or somewhat support?
Just kind of, I don't know, don't care.
Okay, if you support that, you can either choose strongly or somewhat.
Just up to 3 from 10.
Okay. On this one, there is no scales from 0 to 10. It's either you support or you oppose. If you support, would that be a strongly support or somewhat support?
I support.
Okay. Should I choose strongly support or somewhat support?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, up to three, just, yeah, kind of don't care.
Okay, should I put some what support?
Yeah, right.
Thank you. We're almost done. I thank you so much for helping me out. We're almost done here. Okay, mm-hmm. Next I'm going to read you some arguments that other make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument. 5 means that you find it somewhat convincing argument. And 0 means that it is not convincing at all. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first argument that I got is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of the nation and world we live in. So, when radical politicians in Paris attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how would you score that argument? Do you find that argument somewhat convincing, not convincing at all, or very convincing?
Yeah. I mean, I will go with 7, maybe 7, 8. Yeah.
Okay. Should I put 7 or 8?
8.
Thank you. How about working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do? It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds, and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. From a scale of 0 to 10, how convincing do you feel that argument is?
I'll go with 7, 8, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I put 7 or 8?
8.
Thank you. The last argument I got for this part is, we don't allow non-experts to jail doctors about how to perform surgery, or carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
No, it's... I don't agree with that. I mean, I will go with 0.
Okay. Not at all convincing, okay? Sometimes over the course of a survey...
Oh, can you repeat? You said the teacher has to agree what to learn, not politicians, you said, yeah?
Yes, it says teachers have
to... That's right, yeah. They
uh-huh.
have to.
Okay, so it should be... So it is a very convincing argument. How would you rate it from a scale from 0
10.
To 10? 10? Okay, so 10. It was... Okay, that's fine. We can just get that change. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So, once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. I already asked you about these two statements, but just to make sure that we're still with the same answer, please tell me. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative point of views, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Can you repeat one more time the question?
Yes, of course I can. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of views, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree to that or disagree?
I agree.
Okay, will that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Can you repeat one more time, please?
Yes, of course I can. No, that's fine. Don't worry. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I don't agree with this.
Okay, will that be somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some options, and you tell me which one of these applies to you. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate or master?
11 classes.
You said 11th grade?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Self-employed.
Self-employed, okay. Let's see. In that case, you are employed. Okay. Are you married?
No, I'm not business.
All right. The options that I have is employed, retired, unemployed,
okay,
student, okay, or homemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, all right. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you believe or do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Republicans.
Thank you. Would that be a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah, younger.
Thank you. Which of the following describe your children's school? Is this a public school, charter school, private school, or home school?
Public.
Thank you. Last question, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
You said every week?
Yeah.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalism Christian? Does this apply to you or to anyone in your household?
Yeah.
All right, would that be?
Evangelical.
Okay, is that applies to you?
Yeah.
Okay, how about is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Does anyone in your household or you are you an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No one in the household? It does not apply to no one in the household? Okay.
You said student?
No, it's about educators such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's a city.
All right. Would that be suburban, rural, urban?
Suburban,
suburban, okay. Alrighty. All right. So these were all the questions that I had for you. I thank you so much for helping me out and for all the patience that you had with me today. We highly appreciate all your responses and your time.
Yeah. You have a good night, Mel.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.